This is South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Scott Morgan. The morning fog is streaked with sunbeams, desperate to cut through the January air on a long stretch of road in Saluda County. Also piercing this fog is the flicker of police lights, escorts for a set of visitors no one has ever seen on US 378.
You will have been peaceful. Thank you so much.
Passing through, and rather briskly, are almost two dozen Buddhist monks walking their way from Texas to Washington, D.C. for peace. Onlookers, visitors, and spiritual pilgrims collect along this usually quiet country road to trade blessings and flowers and small gifts with the monks, and to get the chance to meet a local, the monk's rescue dog, who accompanies them to D.C. Aloka stops for a moment to greet us. The monks do not. They walk in orange and maroon robes towards the center of town, about 5 miles away. In the town of Saluda, the crowd is far more concentrated. On a normal day, barely 3,100 people live in this town. Today, well more than 1,000 are gathered near the county courthouse, where the monks will stop for lunch. Suzanne Lueck drove here from Greenville to see them. She met up with the monks somewhere back where West Church Street was still US 378.
It was powerful to just walk in peace and harmony and silence, and just knowing that what they're trying to bring about is some kind of a instigator for peace to move through this country, which is what we need.
Some who are here are hoping to find a kind of spiritual transcendence, a deeper connection to help them heal their suffering, the loss of family members, the terror of doubt. Others, like Kathy McVitie, are struck by a kind of admiration.
To walk all this way with the message that they're giving on roads that they're probably not familiar with, going into different cultures and areas that may or may not be as welcoming and kind, I think it takes courage and fortitude to do what they're doing. And I think they've inspired a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
As the monks and their escort party enter town, the crowd converges onto West Church Street. Necks craned to get a better view. More exchanges of gifts, peace bracelets, flowers, bowed heads and blessings. As the monks take lunch in the square of sunlight beneath the magnolia tree on the courthouse grounds, the crowd encircles them and quiets down out of reverence. Soon, the venerable Bhikkhu Panikkara, the leader of this group, blesses the food and those who prepared it.
So I sat here and I printed off I don't know how many hundred flyers in English and Spanish, and I drove them all around the county to the places that were open. People were like, man, it's like a newspaper delivery.
Because again, there's no newspaper in Saluda, or anything else in the way of legitimate media. The County Office of Emergency Management does use code red to blast emergency information to cell phones, but that still requires cell phones to be able to get texts, which a lot were not able to do following Helene. And Morton says the realities of Helene, its ability to erase the entire 21st century from communication systems, has made county officials reapproach ways to get information to the public in times of crisis.
We are applying for a grant right now to install community information hubs. And basically, these are going to be 10 locations throughout the county that will have weatherproof billboards and that type of thing where people can go to get information. And we're going to be posting information there regularly, not just during disasters, because we want people to get used to, hey, if I can't get information off the internet, here's a place I can go and find that information.
What Josh Morton and Rachel Porter say they hope residents realize following Helene is that the government is just a bunch of people. In Saluda County, they're the same people you see at the stores and the restaurants and in the church pews. And so before assuming the worst in the absence of real information, it might be better to assume that your neighbors are working hard to make sure they don't tell you things that could actually get you killed. Scott Morgan, South Carolina Public Radio.